Brett believes, school or not, the only thing that'll stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Now, here's a good guy with a gun, Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Visiting with BehindTheBlack.com's Bob Zimmerman, renowned space historian, author, and science writer. Also a pretty good political pundit. And you know, he knows the lay of the land. He used to live on the East Coast till he got, you can tell in his voice, he's an old Brooklyn boy. You know, he got smart, moved out west, and he grew up around a lot of liberalism and then stayed in it as an adult, and he's seen a lot of things a lot of you in this audience haven't seen. We all see it now due to the media. You know, today at this rally in Lubbock, the standing room only rally for Ted Cruz, one of these people who has no manners, it's just a lack of manners, comes in somebody else's house and starts screaming. And here was that sound today, this liberal that showed up with Cruz.
All right, show me your badge. You're going to try to arrest me for being here by the time.
Sign, blah, blah, blah. You know, nobody was doing anything. All these, O'Rourke was in town, what, yesterday or Monday? Nobody, big rally at the Civic Center. Nobody goes there and yells at their people during the deal. And I haven't seen that anywhere. But boy, the leftists do it. And then, you know, just showing how no manners these people are. You've probably seen this. This is just a little clip of the audio right after we had learned of the mass murder of the, you know, by the Jew hater, the anti-Semite there in Pittsburgh at the synagogue. Marsha Blackburn running for Senate in Tennessee is having a big rally inside a very nice theater. And she begins by saying, look, I mean, you know, look, and what's happened today, we really need to have a moment of silence first. And this is what transpired.
Let's take a moment and remember those that lost their lives in Pittsburgh and express our gratitude for the law enforcement who responded so beautifully. A moment of silence.
Marsha Blackburn is a white supremacist!
Oh, and it went on from there. They were coordinated from the other side and everything else. Bob, you wrote a strong piece on this, and I agree completely with what you had to say, but tell us your thoughts on this.
Well, first of all, one of my nephews is married to a Jewish girl who comes from Pittsburgh, from that neighborhood, and her family knows people who died. So this was a horrible thing personally for me. And when someone asks for a moment of silence, it offends the sensibility of every ordinary person, whether left or right, if you don't have the decency to respect that. This leftist protester was spitting on the graves of these murdered Jews. On top of it, this leftist protester was smearing Marsha Blackburn with an outright lie and slander, because Marsha Blackburn is not a white supremacist. She's a politician, so I don't love her any more than any other politician. I really have skepticism about her, even if she says she's conservative. And even if she says things I like, I have great doubts about her as a person because she wants to be in power. But nonetheless, she's not a white supremacist, and she was actually here asking for a moment of silence to honor the murdered Jews, and to call her a white supremacist is an outright lie. So how stupid does this leftist protester really think people are to buy into this? And once again, it revealed very clearly their ugliness and their hate for ordinary people, and their contempt for ordinary Americans, because Marsha Blackburn was pretty ordinary American in her points of view. Conservative points of view are pretty much traditional American ideas of freedom and civilized behavior, and this was not civilized behavior, and it falls in line with what happened to Brett Kavanaugh during the hearings. The Democratic Party right now is in a smear campaign, and I have a link I put on Behind the Black Continuals here, a post I did a while back called "They're coming for you next." And that's the thing you have to realize. These people, just what they did with Brett Kavanaugh, they're going to try to do it to everyone who opposes them if they get power. And it's one of the reasons that made Lindsey Graham, who's generally a pretty moderate Republican, they've made him a warrior for the right now, because he was so enraged at the smear campaign of the Democrats, he wants to prevent them from getting any power. And I say that everyone who's going to go to vote should remember this moment of this smearist, this ugly leftist protester interrupting a moment of silence. Just think about that, because any vote of any Democratic win this election anywhere is basically an endorsement of that.
And that's
kind of
not
behavior.
Bob Zimmerman taking out of context one person no one can be responsible for. This is a massive pattern repeated over and over and over, to one degree or another, ugly.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize, you mentioned how I come from the East. I've been living with the left my whole life. And normally, you know, they just simply have contempt for you, and they won't listen to you, and they won't have a conversation with you. And you can't even have a reasonable intellectual conversation. That's what I like. But now it's gotten to a point of just an outright smear campaign continuously to destroy people. And it's really important that everyone recognizes this. The Democratic Party today has become extremely corrupt and taken over by real power-hungry bad people.
Well, they've drummed out the intellectuals. I call them pseudo-intellectuals. There are very few intellectuals left on that side, and that's always what happens with these extremist movements, especially within the left worldwide from the time of Marx on. The purging of anybody that offers up real critical intellectual dissent or simply critique for improvement, they get drummed out. They actually get bullets in the head. They get arrested. They go to the gulags. And that we've seen this slow degradation of the Democratic Party in the U.S. being taken over by these people, and now they are acting just like the European leftists.
I want to add that part of this whole thing is a lot of disgraceful behavior by so-called journalists in the mainstream media on CNN, on NBC, that disgraceful bad reporting of this kind of stuff, to actually try to blame Donald Trump for that bigoted anti-Semite mass murder on this past Saturday was beyond disgraceful for any journalist, and they did it repeatedly, and it's just disgraceful. And it's just indicative of what they will do if this Democratic Party, as it's presently structured by the people in it right now, if they get power, they're going to do exactly this kind of thing. It'll be McCarthyism multiplied by 10, and it's something to be very afraid of.
Bob Zimmerman, my friends, you can keep up with him at BehindTheBlack.com. And we're going to have him on soon again to talk about the new audio version of his fabulous book, Genesis, The Story of Apollo 8. It's the 50th anniversary this Christmas.
It's the talk of Texas. Proud on Texas.